Hi, it's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape. This is episode 53. Kyle says, "Okay, Boomer."
Submitted for your approval in the Midnight Society. This is Stick to Tape. So since we are naming the episode of that, or you just want to go right into that?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the dumbest thing that I've ever said
Okay.
that I said to you in the privacy of our DMs, and now I'm saying to the world.
Okay.
Kyle Dubas said, "Okay, Boomer," and yeeted Mike Babcock out of a job.
It's true, though.
Is. That's what happened. Finally, the evil is defeated.
He deserved it.
Mike Babcock has been fired. The stories that are coming out now,
Oh my God,
I
they're
cannot
so
believe he
bad.
lasted so long.
Yeah, like some of the shit that he's apparently done is like awful, and like I can't believe that people sat on it for so long.
People sat on it for so long, and then, so there's a story, the big story that came out on Sunday was that he asked Mitch in his rookie year during the dad's trip.
I don't think his dad was on that trip, though. I think that was the year his uncle went
His
with him.
yeah, his dad wasn't on the dad's trip, but during the dad's trip with this kid who has obviously father issues, in his rookie year, and he asked him repeatedly, who he thought on the team had the worst work ethic. And Mitch kept saying himself, until Babcock was like, "No, tell me who the fuck you think has the worst work ethic." And he apparently said, I think it was Kadri and Bozak. And then Babcock told them that Mitch said that they had bad work ethic. And
That's some cold ass shit.
that is some, the cruelty is the point.
Oh my God.
That was the guy who scratched Mike Modano, and that is the
Oh my
guy
God,
who scratched
right?
Jason Spezza in his home opener. And
Yeah, Mike Babcock, like that's the thing too, is like Mike Babcock likes to preach about like mental health for players and stuff, and then he like is a nightmare human being. Like I like
nightmare
he
human
isn't
being.
that that's wild. That's some
And
wild shit.
and the fact that that story did not come out during this summer, when all of that shit about Mitch was coming out everywhere, the fact that he did not leak that story is just oh my God.
Yeah,
And
it
honestly,
definitely makes sense why they came for so much. Like, if he was gonna have to play under
yeah,
that
we're not.
man, like, yeah, he should be getting paid for it. I
Yeah, they
mean,
should. Yeah,
other people were
like Willie
tweeting and they're
really.
like, if he's gonna do that to Mitch, what did he do to Willie? And everybody was like, no, I don't wanna know.
I don't want to know. It's gotta
Yeah.
be bad. Willie is supremely underpaid for having to deal with
Oh,
that.
fuck.
Oh my
Right?
God.
So my question is does he coach again this year? Or
I
is
don't
he
know.
gonna wait for the
It's a.
Seattle job? But I feel like that's
I don't
way too long, but he's got like 6.25 million coming from the Leafs, no matter what.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, dude. There have been so many stories that have popped up from former players who are just like, yeah, he's pretty much the worst person in the world.
I
And
know.
not even the worst person I've worked with or the worst coach I've had, but he's a terrible human being, is what these stories are amounting to.
I mean, that was pretty awful. Like, the whole deal is pretty awful.
That is awful. And I don't know.
Let's be
He
real.
doesn't get
No,
hired
listen,
anytime.
stop. No, like, we're not even gonna debate about it because the answer is yes, he will coach again. He will
I know he will
100%
coach
coach
again.
again because
I
that is
know.
how hockey works.
I think maybe it doesn't happen in the next month or two.
Because he's getting a paycheck regardless. Take a couple months off and then, like, because that's the
take
thing.
A couple
Like,
months off, let the stories peter out.
Yeah.
And then once it's quote unquote forgotten, somebody
yeah,
will
I mean,
fire
it's
their
not
coach
like
and get him in.
It's not like he's a bad coach. He's a bad person, but coaching wise, and that's the thing we run into in hockey all the time is like, they're bad people, but they're good players, or they're good
bad people,
coaches.
but they're good at their jobs.
Because unfortunately, sometimes bad people are good at their jobs, which is annoying.
Is he though?
Is he good at his job?
Yeah.
He has 700 wins.
Mark Lazarus tweeted a list of like his
a lot of
his
those
like
wins probably came with the Red Wings that were allowed to go over the cap space, or like there wasn't a cap, so maybe
the
not.
The Red Wings pre-cap era, like the best drafted and developed team that the Maple Leafs have put together in like dozens of years.
Yeah, but he couldn't win with this one. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, that's
is
he
he
lost
a good
the room,
coach?
Though. I don't know.
Is he a good coach? He hasn't won a cup. Did he win? Was he the coach in 2008?
I think so.
Okay, so he hasn't won a cup since then.
All right.
Since the Red Wings went to the playoffs went to the final in 2009, he has lost in the second round twice, in the first round every other time, except for the first year he was with the Leafs, and that was the worst year, and they were out of the playoffs because they were trying to get, they lost one for Austin. So.
You've convinced me. He's terrible. He's a terrible person, terrible coach.
I don't think he's a good coach. Like, you also can't point to, like, his Olympics wins as anything, because look at that fucking roster.
Yeah, it's a gross roster.
Like.
Did he coach the 2006 Olympic team?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, you think they regret not taking Sidney Crosby?
Probably.
They have to. He was 18 years old and they didn't take him. That's fucking dumb.
God.
Can you imagine leaving his ass off your roster ever?
You're so dumb. People have been talking about him for like 3 years at that point. How good
he
was.
And they didn't take him and they didn't win.
Well, that's because they didn't have any fucking Crosby.
I don't know who won that year, but it wasn't them. I don't think it was the Russians. It's probably like the Swedes or something.
Anyway, so Babcock is gone.
The evil has been defeated. And guess what happened? Imagine this. You've lost the room. lost it.
Excuse me.
And you've lost a shit ton of games. And there's a guy with fire under his ass down. Oh, God.
Julie's watching the game.
Yeah, I am.
The Flames won? Or got the gaggle?
It was Dylan Dubé. Anyways,
I'm also watching.
There's a guy in the Marlies with a fire under his ass, and you don't do jack shit to save yourself. Like, we watched them in Pittsburgh, and they had the fucking fourth line out, didn't even try to staunch the bleeding. Not at all. And what, he lose one more game and got the boot?
Yeah, and Kyle Dubas and your GM has won a championship with this man. That's when.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think Kyle came in as the GM, but like, this Babcock was never his guy. And
no.
His guy is Sheldon Keefe, and guess who's the new coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
This is the third time that Kyle Dubas, as a GM, has hired Sheldon Keefe to be the coach of his team.
Yeah, he knows it works.
He knows it works. They won the Calder like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else that they've won? Two games since Keefe's been their GM.
They're undefeated.
Yeah. Like, it is. Oh, good Lord. Oh, God.
Anyways, stop looking.
I know.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
The Leafs are undefeated under Sheldon Keefe. They were on a road trip. Tyson Barrie scored his first goal as a Leaf in Arizona. They won in Arizona, and then they won against the Colorado Avalanche in Colorado.
And now they are back. I'm mad that I was at work because apparently that game was freaking wild.
That's what I heard. I didn't watch it. That was, oh my God, words. Okay. And both of those games were before the team had in a practice, like anything other than morning skates.
Oh yeah. He lost that room. They threw those games to get his ass out of there.
They had to have been.
They had to have been, because if they were going to come back and win two games, it can't all be enthusiasm. Like, I wonder if they were they couldn't do it. I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's like,
They took their foot off the gas, just didn't want them.
I know. Do you know what this was? This was like in the episode of Band of Brothers when all the non-commissioned officers write the letters and say, they're not gonna, they, I will not follow this man into combat. And then, is it Brendan Shanahan's like, I ought to have you all shot. Anyways, except instead of, you know, promoting Babcock up the ladder, they just gave him the boot. They yeeted him. I love it.
Look, Kyle's a millennial. He's not from the greatest generation. Oh my god.
Anyway, so thank you for allowing me to liken everything back to Band of Brothers, because hockey and Band of Brothers are the only things I care about, except for that Chinese drama. So that's all I care about.
Oh my god. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm excited. Also, I think Sheldon Keefe is hot, so they definitely upgraded in the hotness department. It's fine. Perfect. I'm excited to see where he takes them, because
I'm excited to watch Leafs games again, because I stopped watching.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, sorry, I yawed. The other thing I know that happened during that freaking game is that I guess Alex Kerfoot hit Eric Johnson, boarded him?
Yeah. Boarded him.
I never watched it. I didn't see it.
I saw the hit. He hit him. They were close enough to the boards. It looks like Johnson kind of loses his footing, kind of rams his head into the boards. I know that Kerfoot was very remorseful about it. What he really wanted was to make sure that Johnson was okay. He got two games.
This is like a big freaking deal, though, because like it's an unprecedented suspension.
What?
On Kerfoot. That's what they were. I was listening to the round table on the NHL radio, and they were talking about how this Kerfoot hit was like that hit happens 1,000 times every single game. And so the fact that they suspended him for it is like, there's no precedent for it, is what they said. But I didn't see it, so I don't know what it looks like.
It was not a good hit. It was a bad hit.
Yeah.
However, I did see someone post a video from a Bruins game, and at least Eric Johnson was getting rid of the puck while Kerfoot was going for him. There was a Brad Marchand hit from behind, almost exactly the same thing, but that guy had no puck anywhere near him. I think the thing that happened for the Johnson thing is that he did lose his footing, right before Kerfoot hit him, and so he kind of went harder into the boards, and it looked worse.
Yeah, I know that, I saw a tweet today that said he was day-to-day. Like, I think if he'd been really hurt, then I'm assuming that he probably would have they might have come down harder. But Kerfoot's not, like, I don't know, has he ever been suspended before?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a first time offense.
Yeah, like, yeah, but that's the thing. That's a first time offense. You know what I mean? Like,
But it is
all
boarding.
day. Yeah.
I think boarding should be two games.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, he's a first time offender. Like, and at least he got, like, penalized during the game. Because I've
Yeah.
seen that hit. But because that's the thing. That's the thing, Sam. That hit got two games in the regular season. What happens in the playoffs? Because they're not going to suspend for that in the playoffs. And that is always my complaint about the NHL is because
I
they
know.
don't, they change the rules and the goalposts are always moving. And that's
I know.
why
And
this is, I'm worried about this.
the worst thing about that suspension is that Robert Bortuzzo also got suspended this week for a cross check on Victor Arvidsson. He cross checked him really roughly into the net. Then while he was down, he cross-checked him again,
Real
for no
hard.
fucking reason. And then as he was, as Arvidsson was leaving, like limping out of the net, Jordan Binnington also cross-checked him.
Jordan Binnington is fucking trash.
Jordan Binnington is a piece of shit, but
He's
also Robert Bortuzzo is also a piece of shit. He
they're
is
perfect for
a
each other because they are both pieces of shit.
They're perfect for the Blues. Robert Bortuzzo is a multiple offender. This is not his
He
first offense.
broke at
That
Billy
was intent.
Malkin's ribs this calendar year.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Galchenyuk scored.
Oh my God, Julie! I'm sorry, that was so loud.
It's
He
fine. I mean, I
was.
saw it because I was looking at the TV, but I didn't say anything because we're recording.
I appreciate that. I just saw Galchenyuk's face and his
He was
face.
so excited, and they didn't
Oh
challenge. They're gonna
my
go into a thing, they're gonna say if they're gonna challenge, but they did not challenge.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's
All
fine.
right. So Rob Chizzo is a
Yeah,
piece of
Robert
shit.
Bortuzzo sucks.
And
I don't
that was
actually know if he
intense
broke
offender.
Malkin's ribs, but he tried real hard to do it, and Gino had like it was a behind the like behind hit. It was trash. And that's the thing, like, so here's my question to you. What does the league do about this? Like, do we just go on letting guys like Rob Bortuzzo like just
Honestly,
keep cross-checking guys like that?
we had an entire episode last year where we talked about fucking Tom Wilson and he got suspended for a hit in the preseason and he got 20 games. He has not been suspended since, and I have not heard that much about like bad hits from him.
That's true.
Like,
So did
I
it
think it
work?
worked.
Yeah, but that's the thing. 4 games isn't going to work for Bob Bortuzzo. He needs suspended
Four
for a
games
long
is
time.
not going to work. He needs to be for that's the thing about the Kerfoot suspension too, is that Kerfoot got 2 games first, and it not, obviously not intent to injure. Bortuzzo's was intent to injure, and he got 4 games, and it's a multiple offense.
Yeah, because it wasn't just the Malkin hit from last year. It was the Malkin hit. It was he hit Brock Nelson really bad like that. He also hit Ussa Lindell and in the playoffs because remember when Lindell dove in the playoffs and everybody was really mad about it and the refs called that like literally called that series in favor of the Blues because they said
Yes.
Bishop was diving and that Lindell was diving. You wonder why those guys fucking dove? They probably dove because you weren't making the right calls. Because I know goddamn well that I am sure that Bob Bortuzzo was laying those kinds of hits in that series that weren't being called. So Lindell dove, and then he got called for diving, and the refs called that series the way they saw fit, which was in favor of the St. Louis Blues. No one can convince me otherwise.
I mean,
Nobody.
the very first Stars game I saw in person, Robert Bortuzzo like slammed his stick
Oh,
into
yeah, that's
Jamie
when he
Benn's
screamed Jamie
chest.
Benn. Yeah. And is that the one where Tyler like fought?
You're Jamie Benn, like, yeah, it was.
Oh,
That
I forgot you were at the game.
that's how Bortuzzo plays, and it is bad, and it is bad. It's bad.
He's bad.
I hate it.
He's
the
worst.
People who play like that.
I'm like, I really, really hate Rob Bortuzzo, and I really, 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 really hate that it was only four games. Like, that's
I
the
know.
thing. Like, I
I
could sit
know.
here and be like, well, I wish he would have got five, but that's splitting hairs. He got four. It's almost five. Like, I think he should probably should have got 10. We're
He should
in
have gotten
10
at
territory
least
now.
10.
Huh?
He should have gotten at least 10.
Yeah. Like, he's in 10 territory at this point. Like, you gotta give him
Yeah.
more games. Like, because that's what we were talking about that on the radio this morning. They're like, it's splitting hairs if you say, oh, he got four, but he should have got five. Like, yeah, he got four, which is almost five. Like, I don't know. I'm
He
just.
should have gotten 10. He should have
He should
gotten
have
at
got
least
10.
10.
Yeah. Like, I'm willing to go that way. Like, he literally injured someone this calendar year. Like, come on. Come on, Bob. Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway,
Also,
that was
other
Gautier's first as
suspension.
a Penguin. I thought he had already scored.
No, that was his first as a Penguin. He hasn't scored yet.
They got the puck and gave it to Stu.
That's why he was so fucking excited, Julie.
I know, I understand that, but I also had thought he was just excited because he hasn't been scoring at all. I'm dumb. I'm
Yeah,
really
because
dumb.
he hasn't scored at all as a Penguin. He's been a Penguin for like 20 some odd years.
20 some odd
20 some
years.
odd years. That's how
I
long he's
mean,
been a
that's
Penguin.
fair. All
That's
right.
how long it's felt. It's been such a long season.
I understand. And hey, guess what? Bob Bortuzzo and Alexander Kerfoot are not the only people that got suspended over this week because Garnet Hathaway of the Washington Capitals got three games for spitting in Eric Gabranson's face because Eric Gabranson sucker punched him.
But fighting is part of the game and spinning is not part of the game.
But yeah, I know, it's so stupid. It's like, oh, well, hitting, yeah, we'll hit each other, but you shouldn't spit on a guy, that's gross. Like, Brad Marchand was licking people, like, a year ago, and he didn't get suspended. I'm very
Yeah, well,
confused.
I think they wrote this,
Did they write a rule? Because Brad Marchand was licking people?
I think so. It's something about keeping bodily fluid to yourself or something. But also, Hathaway did not get suspended by the Department of Player Safety, so that is not, we cannot be mad at them for that.
I wasn't mad
He
at
got
them for
suspended by the
that. I
league.
just think it's dumb.
No, I
Just
know,
like
it is.
Evgeny Kuznetsov got suspended for getting caught doing coke and lying about it. I think he got more suspended for the lying about it than the doing coke part, because I know there are guys that are just like snorting down lines. I know there are.
Yeah, same number of games, actually.
Apparently that's the you fucked up game. Like, you fucked up, the league's gonna suspend you. Three games.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So that
that's
happened.
some weird fucking shit. Bobby Ryan of the Senators is taking a leave to be part of the player. He's taking part in the player assistance program, which I think is rehab.
Okay, but like, I kind of. Here's the thing.
I think he's
I
done it
know they
before,
have to
too.
say something, but I feel like I don't need to know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
I mean, that's all they say, is they say the player assistance program. That's
I
all they
know, but
say.
like, if we know that means rehab, like, then we know what it is. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
that's true.
Like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, we know it's either drugs or alcohol. And like,
Can't.
I don't know. I just don't like that. Like, because I don't. It's not my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, I don't feel like, as an Ottawa Senators fan, I don't feel like I need or should be privy to that information, I guess. Does that make sense? But like, if it was a team I
It
really
doesn't.
truly cared about, I would want to know. But like, on some human level, I'm like, that's not my business. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, if they did just say personal leave, like, what would that mean? Everyone would speculate anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Like, somebody else
Is
did a
Bufflin?
personal. Huh?
Bufflin is still on personal leave, isn't he?
They have taken it up with the league, I think. They're starting to make a stink about it. Because I think, I don't know if they want him back, but they want something. And so, there's something brewing
Why?
there, but I don't know what it is. I'll get
Because
it for you next time.
while he's off, he still gets, they get his cap hit and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
So.
he just doesn't play for them. He doesn't have to They don't
I
have to
know
pay
there's
for it or
something brewing there, but I'll have to check on it and get back to everybody. Sorry.
anything. It's like they're so fucking. They don't have any defensemen. I saw somewhere that they played a power play with all forwards, because all of their defensemen are injured again.
Have fun with
Anyway,
that. Yeah.
there were also two AHL trades this week, which don't really matter.
Oh, okay. I mean, I assume you're going to tell me about them.
The Sabres and Bolts traded. I don't know either of those names. They just switched AHL players, and then the Hawks and the Pens did one too. And I did recognize that name because Joseph Cramarosa. I've seen his name a few times on the. He's been a Pen for a while, Baby Pen for a while. I've seen his name on like prospect
Yeah.
players and stuff like that. But he is now a Blackhawk because. Jim Rutherford only knows two teams to trade with.
The Ducks
Three
and the
teams.
Hawks.
The Ducks and the Hawks, yeah.
Yeah. And the Dallas Stars, just in case they need to retrade for Jamie Oleksiak.
Just in case we need Jamie Oleksiak back.
Jamie Oleksi back. Just kidding, that's a bad idea.
Don't want him back.
I don't need him back. Not with John Marino.
Not with
My
Chad.
sweet son. Oh, fucking Chad. He didn't even get to play tonight. Zach Trotman's in.
Why?
I don't know. Like, fucking Chad. Like, he didn't get to play a game.
He played two.
Well, good for Chad. Good for you. Good for Chad. Listen, I think Chad's a good soldier, so.
Chad's
I
a
think he's
great soldier.
fine. I think he's fine. Like, I don't think there's a heck of a lot of difference between Trotman and, like, Chad
No.
Ruedel. I don't know. This turned into, like, a Pens minor defenseman corner.
I'm sorry, Penguins, though.
Huh?
Sorry about Penguins.
What about Penguins?
We always talk about the
Oh,
Penguins.
we do always talk about the Penguins. Sorry to the people who listen to this podcast that don't care about them. Just kidding. I can't imagine that there are any.
I can't imagine there's anybody who could listen to this podcast and not at least have a little bit of interest
Maybe
in
they
it.
do. Speaking of Penguins, former Penguin Oscar Sundqvist got fined for charging good Pittsburgh boy John Gibson.
God. Yeah, but he didn't get any time. He just got fined the maximum, which is like 7,000 or something.
Oh, well, that works. Don't charge a goalie. That If you do that, people lose their minds.
Yeah, Eden got two games for doing that.
Oh, Lundqvist, yeah. Somebody did
Yeah.
like the same hit the other day. Was that the same hit? That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Sundqvist
Know.
did like the same thing that Eakin did, and then whatever. Speaking of Cody Eakin, I heard he's got like a major mustache and a mullet going right now, and that is just God, I'm glad I don't have to look at him, is what I'm saying. And you know it, and you everyone,
Oh my God.
if you don't know, you should know that I love a mustache, but I just do not want to see it.
Yeah, Cody Eakin, and I can't imagine his mustache being good at all. God, this is the best gift I have ever seen.
Okay.
It's of Galley being really excited
Oh, yeah.
about school.
I don't have any other things to say, so you better come back. Talk to me about comebacks.
Okay. There have been a shit ton of comebacks. Comeback season continues. There have been 5 4-goal comebacks this season.
Oh my
That is,
God.
yeah, I know. That is equal to the total amount of the previous 10 seasons combined. Combined.
Whoa.
Combined. It has happened twice before in the 83-84 season and 85-86, but that was the full season. Two of these games have been the Florida Panthers. So it is never over for the Panthers. The other two, Winnipeg came back from down 4, Washington came back, and then the Rangers just did it to the Canadians. They were down 4-0, and they won 6-5, I believe.
My God.
I know, dude. As of Tuesday, which was this is no longer correct, so this is last Tuesday, 80 games have seen multi-goal comebacks, so at least 2 goals, with 34 coming in the third. And 21 of those have been wins. So there have been 21 multi-goal comeback wins, which is the most ever by this point in the season. We reached the quarter mark of the season, so there were a bunch of stats that came out. There have been 140 comeback wins, which is 44% of games. There was some, I didn't write it down, but a lot of the games have been like 1 goal or 2 goals with an empty netter games, which makes sense if they're all comeback, fucking comeback wins. 44% of games are comeback wins. It's never fucking over. 66 third period comeback wins. So it's never over. Once again, that's the most ever in history. 45 multi-goal comeback wins. So that's total now. Second behind last year. There were 48 last year at this point in the season. And out of the season, the 48 days, I think we're a little further past that now, but 48 days in the season, 44 of those days have seen a comeback win. There have only been 4 days this season where a game has not included a comeback win, at
That's
least one game.
ridiculous.
I know, it is literally never over.
My God, love that my parents are screaming in the other room while we're recording.
I can't hear them,
Oh,
so it's
that's
good.
fine, because I can. I'm hoping they heard me, so they'll stop screaming in the other room.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say to you? Oh, we're at the pivotal point of the season, which is American Thanksgiving. So if you're not in the playoffs now, you're not gonna make it. Just kidding,
As
that's
of
not true.
That's what they said last year. They were like, that's what they, that was like the common, was like, if you're not in the playoffs by American Thanksgiving, then you're probably not going to make it to the playoffs. And then, obviously, as you all know, the fucking St. Louis Blues were last in the league on January 2nd. However, they were last in the league with like 3 games in hand on a bunch of teams.
Yeah.
And so they weren't necessary. They weren't last in points, like earned, or whatever. They were like they didn't have the same number of points, but like points per game or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, they made it and they won. It's honestly, it is my fault. I saw a tweet, a couple of tweets that I'd made in 2017, and one of them was I was going through Wikipedia. And one of them was oldest team in the league without a Stanley Cup, and it was like St. Louis Blues, 49 years since their inception. I was like, oh, have you ever seen a phrase so beautiful that you started crying? And then the very next tweet, I was like, most 3-1 leads in a playoff series to lose the next 3 games, 5 by the Washington Capitals. And I was like, I found another more beautiful phrase, and then they won the next 2 cups. So it's my fault, I've discovered.
Gross. How could
I
you
did
do this
that
to me?
because the because my first 3 years as a hockey fan, my top two teams won. One of them went back to back.
What? Anyway, that's horrible, and I understand that the American Thanksgiving thing is shattered.
It is shattered, and especially there's a lot, parity. There's a lot more bubble teams this year.
You know who's not a bubble team this year, right now, currently?
Dallas Stars.
The Dallas Stars.
In 36 days, they went from 30th in the league to 6th in the league.
Hey, look at
What?
us. Look at us.
Who
Dallas
would have
Stars
thought?
right now.
Who would have thought?
Who'd have thought? I would have thought that's a good ass team. Like, it's a good team. And
It's
they were
so
good when they
cute.
didn't have Klingberg, which is so heartening. Like, it's just like, look at this.
It's so weird
Cool.
that like they were that bad, that 1-7-1 start,
It was bad.
and they turned it around and they're like, it's like 11, was it 12-0-1 in their last
I
13?
think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 12-0-1 in their last 13, within a 6-game win streak. What the fuck turned it around? Because they didn't, there were no trades.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it was.
They didn't have a bunch of people out
I'm gonna
and
tell
then
you what it was,
back.
and it's what Jim Lights hates. It's the leadership of Jamie Benn.
What happened that those first 9 games, Jameson?
Listen, he turned it around. He did it. Well, actually, just kidding. It was Corey Perry. They got Corey Perry back, and then guess what? There it goes.
Oh my
It's
God.
Corey Perry, man. It's the Corey Perry effect. The Scorey Perry effect. You're welcome. I don't know if that's I don't, who the, who knows. You know what it probably was? They just hadn't clicked yet. Like, it
Yeah.
just took, because it is, they're a little bit, it's a little bit of an older team. They've got some young guys, but it's a little bit of an older team, and they just hadn't clicked yet. And I think after that first, what, 1-7-1, those first 10
Nine.
games, it clicked, and they got there. They,
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm getting over.
if I could just, liken hockey back to Band of Brothers one more time.
Why do you do this to me?
Because it's funny. And I just, it's very much the scene in Crossroads where Sink's like, light a fire under it, Dick. And he then goes and sits and bangs out the, like, pecks at the typewriter. Just say I and we a lot. You know, it's that kind of stuff. You're welcome. You
I
don't.
hate you.
You don't. You love me. You love me. Listen, very much like war, hockey is a battle.
My God.
They few, they happy few, those bands of brothers.
Hate you.
You don't. This is great. These are
Oh
all of my favorite things. It's Christmas. It's almost Christmas. Like,
God.
these are a few of my favorite things.
That's not a Christmas
I don't
song.
give a fuck.
Esther, come here.
Oh, my cat. I don't know where he is. Anyway, look at this. Hey.
Anyway.
Hey. Look at
Stop.
us.
Stop. Stop. My God, I want to listen to Galley talk.
Too bad. You're just gonna have to listen, look at him at Dan Podash. Actually, you should probably go to Stats with Sam so we can, like,
Okay.
not just start rambling and talking to each other but forget we're podcasting. Oh, please hold. Samantha's dying.
I'm fine. Okay. Okay, so it's the quarter season mark. Okay. There were 1,956 goals, which is the second most in 23 years, behind 2005, 2006. There are also 6.2 goals per game, which is the second most behind 05, 06. And there have been 1,452 even strength goals. Which is the most since 1992, 93. This is a stat that I really like. 529 of 735 skaters, which is 72%, have scored at least one goal.
Guess what? It's 5:30 now. Because
It's
Alex
probably a little more than
Ovechkin
that, actually.
scored.
You know what that is? Depth.
My house line just rang. Did you hear it? Can you hear
It
it?
did.
That's my landline.
Oh
Yeah, it's my.
Julie lives in the 80s.
I do. I really do. I mean, you've been to my house.
I know. I like that you're wearing your penguin, your corporate penguin crew neck sweater. It's very 80s of you.
I literally have not taken this thing off. Like, I wear it every day. Like, last week, I wore a crew neck sweater every day. I wore this twice because I went to two different schools that week. I wore it on Monday and I wore it on Friday. And then I, like,
that's good. I'm glad.
I wore it at home in between. And I wore it to work every day this weekend. And I'm currently wearing it. Honestly, I might wear it to school tomorrow. Not gonna lie. If good. It work. So.
All right.
Anyway.
There have also been 87 OT games, which is the most ever at the quarter mark of the season. Because you know what that is? It's comeback wins. That's gross. That's parody.
It's gross.
It's gross. I would like them to expand OT and get rid of the shootout.
Everybody wants that. They're never going to do it.
No. You know who really wants that? Robin Leonard. You know why?
Fuck Robin Leonard.
He fucking sucks at... I know. He fucking sucks at shootouts. He can stand on his head for 65 minutes straight, and the second you send a shooter out there in a shootout, he will let that goal in. He will let that puck in.
I was like, why do you care so much? And then I remembered that he's on the Chicago Blackhawks because, honestly, good.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason I know that about him, is because Mark Lazarus tweeted a thing about it. And also he just showed it in the Stars Blackhawks game.
Oh, is that happening today?
What?
Is that happening?
No, he showed it on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I was at work. I missed everything that happened on Saturday.
They went to a shootout. Both Dobby and Leonard stood on their heads for 65 minutes, and then Dobby stopped both skaters in the shootout, and Leonard let Jamie and Tyler in.
I'm sorry.
I know, I heard it too.
What did I want to say? I don't remember. Oh, I love Anton Khudobin.
I know.
I just wanted everyone to know that I love him. I love Anthony Dobin.
Also, challenges are down 32% from last year.
That's probably because you get a freaking penalty if you're wrong now. Like, they really cracked down.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the things that the league is like, we know that you want, you are tired of challenges, so we're going to do this so that we crack down on them, and they crack down on them. Also, the success rate is up. It is 58%. Last year, it was 32%.
Oh, wow.
I know. So, basically, you only challenge...
getting better at their jobs, too.
You only challenge if you know, because otherwise, you get a penalty.
Hmm.
Or 4 minutes, if you do it twice.
Wow.
Anyway.
Excellent.
I'm really sorry that I keep coughing.
I don't care. The listeners might care, but if they do, they're jerks.
I feel fine, but I have this cough now, so I'm just like getting everything out. 19 players have a hat trick this season. There have been 20 hat tricks this season. Yes, Connor McDavid had one twice. There were no hat tricks this week, though. Yeah. You know why? Depth.
Hey. Referencing memes in our podcast. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? All right. So there were some first goals this week.
Okay.
The first one I want to mention, it happened in the Leafs Avalanche game. Valnichushkin. Valnichushkin scored his first goal in 91 games.
Jeez.
That is his first goal since March 4th, 2016, which was his 21st birthday. He is now 24 and a half, by the way. He's almost 25.
That is ridiculous. I don't.
He
Oh my
scored.
God! I just remember being really mad. Was it last year when he was with the Stars? Or no, it was
Last
2 years
year?
ago.
No, it was last year he
Was
was with
it?
the Stars. Yeah, because he
Yeah.
played for the 15-16 Stars. He was gone for 17-18 or 16-17. And 17-18, I think. And then last year he played for the Stars, 18-19. He scored 10 points, I think. He made it like 52 games with no points and no penalty minutes. He's the first player in league history to have absolutely no effect on a game whatsoever.
Isn't that wild? And now he's scored a goal. Congratulations to the Nichushkin family.
Yeah. Yeah, so 91 games. So he can do something. He played 79 games last season. So he can do something. Other first career goals, we got, what is this? Morgan Frost of the Philadelphia Flyers
I
against the
wondered if
Panthers.
that was his first goal.
It was.
I saw that Morgan Frost had scored, but I wasn't sure if it had been his first one. Congratulations to the Frost family.
Well, he scored again. He's scored twice now.
Again, congratulations to the Frost family.
Pierre Engvall of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, that's right.
Sheldon Keefe's first game. Congrats, Sheldon. Congrats, Pierre. He is also the fourth Maple Leaf to score his first goal shorthanded.
Oh, excellent.
It's a shorty. So Sheldon Keefe had this kit because he knows Engvall, because he's been a Marlin forever. So he had him out in the PK and he scored his first goal.
Thank you, Sheldon. Thank you for this gift.
Thank you, Sheldon. Yeah, Sheldon.
The only thing that is unfortunate about Sheldon Keefe, every time I say his name, I think about the Big Bang Theory, and it sucks.
That's fair. I think about the scene in When Harry Met Sally, when they're talking about the best sex of their lives,
mm-hmm.
and Sally says that his name was Shell, and she goes, he goes, Sheldon? You can't have great sex with someone named Sheldon. Give it to me, Sheldon. No, it doesn't work.
God. Shout out to Sheldon Keefe's wife. That's mean. I'm sure they're a lovely family. Anyway.
I have a couple of kids. Anyway, Logan Brown of the Ottawa Senators scored his first goal in a 4-1 Sens win against the Rangers.
God.
Clem Costin of the St. Louis Blues scored his first goal in that awful mess of a Predators game. Don't worry, it's a home and home. So the Predators are playing the Blues again today.
Yeah, I know. They were wondering on the radio whether or not it was going to be heated or if it was going to be if it was going to be fine. They were going to be past it. I don't know.
They're not going to be past it. There's no way they're going to be past it.
Yeah.
They're the Predators and the Blues.
Okay, yeah, but what are the Predators going to do? Send Matt Duchene out there to clean it up? He's soft. Sorry, that was unnecessarily mean towards Matt Duchene, but I just feel like he's entirely too smug to be in Nashville right now.
Yeah.
I kind of hate it.
Anyway. He does have a really cute baby. There were 4 shutouts this week.
Oh?
Marc-Andre Fleury shut out the Flames.
That's not saying anything. Go ahead.
It was the second Flame shutout in 2 nights.
Uh-huh.
Antti Raanta.
I know.
Antti Raanta of the Coyotes shut out the Kings. Also not saying much.
No.
Jordan Bennington shut out the Flames.
I hate everything about that sentence. Again, not impressive. They're the Flames.
There was a period there. They didn't score for 2 straight games. They had not scored for 130 minutes. James Reimer. Last night.
Prime.
Shout out the Red Wings.
That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to me for selling my ticket.
Hey, since you are a Detroit Red Wings fan, I got a question for you.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Here's my question to Detroit Red Wings fan Sam. When are they gonna fire Blashill?
In a couple of months when Mike Babcock is available.
Oh, well, he's available now, though.
I know, but in a couple months...
Do you think that's part of the Iser plan? To bring back Mike Babcock to Detroit?
I mean, they brought back fucking Valtteri Filppula.
So, what you're saying is Babcock to Detroit is a go. That's your insider information from Detroit.
That's my insider information.
Now, would you like that for your Detroit Red Wings?
No.
What you're saying is you don't want Mike Babcock games for Dylan Larkin, future captain of the Detroit Red Wings?
Mike Babcock is a bad coach.
I mean, but what if he had the chance to bring Lord Stanley back to
I don't think he can.
Not with that fucking roster. I'm honestly surprised they don't. Now that Iserman's back, they're not gonna sell the farm. You know what I mean? Because I mean, imagine what you could get for like Mantha and Athanasiou, probably, and Larkin. But that would be stupid.
They're never trading Dylan Larkin.
Never say never. Gretzky got traded.
They are only trading Dylan Larkin after he wins. He brings them 4 cups.
Listen, never say never. And with that,
I said after 4 cups, just like Gretzky.
Even Gretzky got traded.
Yeah, but after 4 cups. he brought Edmonton 4 cups and then he got traded.
Yeah, but the Red Wings are never going to win 4 cups again. That's just not going to happen. And what if they could buy something else?
They're
already trying to buy something else because they're already trying to get Alexis Lafreniere.
Listen, yes. Dylan Larkin is so fucking loved.
More loved than Tyler Bertuzzi?
Yes. The cheers that Larks get.
No. Not in my experience, because they were all screaming for Bertuzzi the last time I was there.
Yeah, well, I've been there since then. Stop dabbing!
No. I'm bringing it back. Now that it's dead, it's happening all the time now. God. Anyway, let's call it. I don't have anything else to talk about. Unless you want to talk about standings watch, which I don't have the heart for.
The one thing I want to point out about standings watch.
Yes.
Besides the fact that the Stars did the thing.
Yeah.
Is
that your Detroit Red Wings are the worst in the league?
Two teams that are not currently in the playoffs, but are sniffing at the door. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the fucking Buffalo Sabres.
Your weird Buffalo thing has got to end. I'm sorry.
Why? It's They're weird. Cute.
No.
They're cute. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing at me for being mean. I have no reason to say this. I really don't care.
There's a lot of tiny guys on the Sabres. Jeff Skinner is literal sunshine. Connor Sherry is my son.
Yeah, but he's okay. That's fair.
Connor Sherry, just watching Connor Sherry's. My heart is so full of love for Connor Sherry. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. I love him so much.
Okay.
After they won the first cup, I bought a Connor Sherry Stanley Cup Final jersey that's got the Stanley Cup Final on the thing.
Yeah. I know this.
Connor Sherry. I spent $300 on Connor Sherry jersey.
You know what I didn't spend $300 on? A Roman Polak Winter Classic jersey.
It's because they don't sell those.
I know. That's why I'm gonna spend that money on boots instead. I'm gonna buy boots and a cowboy hat. We're in
Too much
Dallas.
money. That's too much money on boots.
All right, well, I'm gonna definitely buying a cowboy hat.
Sorry. Okay.
Like, nothing to say to that. Do you think I can
Yeah.
buy a cow? Like, is it true of Texas? Can I buy a cowboy hat at the airport? It'd be
Yeah,
fucking great if I
absolutely.
could. Wouldn't that be great if I could buy it at
Of
the
course, you can
airport?
buy a cowboy hat at the airport. It's for Texas.
I'll buy it there and then I'll rock it all
Dallas, not
weekend,
even
all
just
week.
Texas. It's for Dallas.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna buy it there and then I'm gonna rock it all week.
We're not there a week. We're there like 2 days.
Yeah, I'm gonna rock it for the 2 days I'm there. It's gonna be hilarious. I'm just gonna sleep in it. I'm kidding. Anyway.
You can buy a cowboy hat at the airport and like fucking, oh my God, the New Orleans airport is so goddamn New Orleans, it's ridiculous. They have a
Okay.
sign at security, like that you can like take king cakes through security and stuff.
Remember the time you bought me a king cake and I wanted the baby and there was no baby in the cake even though you paid for the baby?
I had forgotten, but no, yeah, that's fun.
It made me really sad. I really wanted the baby.
The saddest part about moving away from the coast is that when I go home for holidays, I'm there before king cake season.
I would make you a king cake. It won't be the same,
Okay.
but I would make you one.
It won't be the same.
But I
It's
would
just a
try it
giant cinnamon
anyways.
roll with cream cheese or whatever.
I would try
But
it anyway.
they're so good.
Do
I
you want
love
me to
king.
make you one this year? I'm gonna make you
Yeah.
one.
Yes. Okay.
Are you ready for the best name in hockey?
Yeah, I'm ready for best name in hockey.
I'm kind of hesitant to do this. I don't know if I should. Because I read the bio and I kind of hate him. So I don't know. It's like a great, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like this guy was, he wasn't even good at hockey. Like, should I just go for it?
Go for it, unless you have
Okay.
another
I
one.
don't. So I'm gonna tell you today about a guy named Robin Big Snake.
Oh, goodness.
He, if you couldn't tell by his name, he is part, his family is First Nation. So he's from Alberta and he's from two First Nation tribes. Anyways, Robin Big Snake never got a shot in the NHL. He showed up, I think, at the Detroit Red Wings training camp in 05-06, but it never really panned out for him NHL wise. He did play a bunch of games in the AHL. He was at in like the Ro he was with Rockford Ice Hogs and they might have been like a lower team at that point in the lower league. It says aside from two brief recalls to the Milwaukee Admirals, it says Big Snake showed his ability to score as well as fight. Yeah, the Ice Hogs would have been in the UHL at that point. He left the Ice Hogs as the franchise's all-time penalty minutes leader.
Wow.
Yeah, so he. Let me see what the. Do we have like a total here? Course not. Oh my god, he had 423 penalty minutes 1 year with the Ice Hogs.
Jesus.
That's so many penalty minutes. It's incredible. Oh, here it is. Big Snake's career lasted 411 games. He scored 88 goals, 110 assists, and a total of 173 fights. It's weird that they didn't total up how many penalty minutes he had total. I probably could have looked him up somewhere else, to be completely honest, but I didn't.
Oh.
So yeah, that's Mr. Big Snake, I don't like what happened to him. Basically, he was gonna continue his career, but he killed a lady, like while under the
Oh
influence. And
my God.
so he didn't play hockey anymore because he's probably in jail. but I don't know because it says no further information was released. So again, God. I was hesitant to use that one, but I did it anyways because I really like the name Robin Big Snake is really great. But oh it sounds like maybe he wasn't a great person.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a little much.
Oh my God.
I know. So that's that.
Oh my God, I'm really sorry for all the coughing I've been doing.
I'm really sorry for like imposing that best name in hockey on the pod. Maybe he really was the worst name in hockey.
No, Zach Smith is pretty bad.
Logan Brown.
Logan Brown, that's so boring.
Chris Stewart.
We should do a worst name in hockey one day. Just do a list. I just did it.
It's Robin Big Snake. The worst name in hockey. Anyway, yeah. So that's all I have for this week.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
That's pretty much all I have, you know. Babcock sucks and he's gone, and the Stars are somehow sixth in the league,
and they're gonna keep trying to keep that streak. Knock it on the wood.
It's on the line tonight.
A little bit of pod news. Sorry. I think we're gonna be off next week because Samantha is traveling. So,
yeah,
I think we're off next week and we'll come back to you in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So there's that. So sorry about your lives. I don't know.
It's the holidays.
You can tweet us on Twitter. Please do tweet us. Tell us if you liked it. Tell us if you hate Robin Big Snake. I don't know. You can send us a DM about it if you want. You send us an Instagram about it. Yeah.
Our Twitter name is Stick to Tape.
Oh,
as is our Instagram name.
Yeah.
If you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns, or best name in hockey suggestions.
Please, because look how bad mine was.
Suggestions. You can send us an email at sticktotapepod@gmail.com. Please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes and tell all of your friends about the best hockey podcast, and I'm very sorry for coughing in your ear for the last hour.
Yeah, and I'm retroactively sorry about the last episode because then I was the one coughing.
It wasn't this bad though, so
wasn't it?
No, I didn't remember it.
Oh, all right.
I didn't notice that as much.
I hope you feel better soon.
I do too. I hope all of our listeners, all of y'all, feel better and have a happy American Thanksgiving.
Stuff yourself full of turkey, but don't stuff your turkey because it dries out your bird. Apparently, I don't know. I don't care. Yeah, stick to tape.